Бомбард, ответьте базе. Значит, свою позицию. Толян, значит, вашу позицию. Как слышно, прием. Бомбард, Жан-Ер. Отвечай, Бомбард, отвечай.
Пожалуйста, не надо. Это очень опасно. Я тебя прошу.
Sorry. Don't speak Russian.
Нет! Нет! Wait!
I still don't understand why we had to come all the way out here.
Because, Lieutenant, we need the best.
And this guy's that good.
Yeah, he's that good.
Then why isn't he on active duty?
Because he's been dead for 10 years.
Hello, Colonel.
Hello, MacGruber.
MacGruber? How did you find me?
You forget I taught you everything you know.
Not everything, Colonel. Hello, Jim.
MacGruber. This is Lieutenant Dixon Piper. Lieutenant, this is...
The legendary MacGruber. Former Navy SEAL, Army Ranger, and Green Beret. Served 6 tours in Desert Storm, 4 in Bosnia, 3 each in Angola, Somalia, Mozambique, Nicaragua, and Sierra Leone. recipient of 16 Purple Hearts, 3 Congressional Medals of Honor, 7 Presidential Medals of Bravery, and starting tight end for the University of Texas, El Paso.
That was a long time ago.
Listen, Mike.
Colonel, with all due respect, whatever it is you're here for, the answer is no. My life is here now. Everything I care about is in these walls. I'm a man of peace. This is my home. These are my people. Hey, hey, hey! Give it back.
Look, Magruder. 2 days ago, a Russian convoy carrying the X-5 nuclear warhead got jacked. Yesterday, reliable sources informed us it made its way to U.S. soil.
That's not my problem anymore.
MacGruber, the X-5 is one of the most powerful nuclear...
Yeah, I know what the X-5 is.
Lieutenant, give us a minute, please.
Yes, sir.
Mac, you are our only hope. Your country needs you.
I think I've given more than enough to my country already.
Mac, if this is about Casey...
It's not about Casey. It's about a promise I made to myself.
Listen to me, Mac.
No, you listen. I'm out of the game.
Well, the game has changed.
But the players are the same.
MacGruber, it's cunts.
What?
We have reason to believe the X-5 is now in the possession of Dieter von Kunt. This is your chance to finally take him down.
Sorry, Jim. I can't do it.
If you change your mind. Lieutenant.
Casey Janine Fitzpatrick, take MacGruber to be your lawfully wedded husband.
I do.
I do. I do.
And do you, MacGruber, take Casey Janine Fitzpatrick to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Lawfully wedded wife. Lawfully wedded wife.
Your God can't help you, Jim. But I can. So what do we know so far?
Very little, unfortunately. We think Kunt smuggled the X-5 into the U.S., but we lost the trail before we could pin any hard evidence on it.
I was actually talking to the Colonel. Colonel?
Everything Piper just said is correct.
Thank you, Colonel. Well, then, if you'll excuse me, it's time to go pound some Kunt.
Mac, it's not that easy.
Sure, to us, he's a black market arms dealer. But to everyone else, he's become a respected businessman and a major political donor. He's untouchable.
Oh, I'll touch him, rookie. I'll touch him wherever I want.
Now, Mac, one thing we have working in our favor is that Kunt needs passcodes to make the X-5 operational.
It is imperative that Kunt does not get those codes.
Oh, thanks, because before you said something, I thought it'd be fine if you got them.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you, Mac. This is a very tall order. Word on the street is, Kuntz put together a team of the most ruthless criminals this planet has to offer. Hoss Bender, Zeke Plachette, Constantine Bach, the Calibra brothers. It's a veritable dream team of killers.
Well, then I'll just have to put together my own dream team of killer stoppers.
Regarding that, Mac, Lieutenant Piper here is one of the best men we have. He'll be your second in command on this thing.
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
MacGruber, I know I'm not what you expected.
Let me guess. 1 year out of the academy, zero combat experience, little punk thinks the shit don't stink. Well, just to let you know, the shit does stink. Stinks like shit.
If you'll just give me a shot.
Give this a shot.
Oh, my freaking nose!
Yeah, if you'll excuse me, it's time to round up a real team.
Asshole.
Hear her calling. Come to me. Thoughts of her. Don't let me be. Go to the valley. Down the hills. Whatever it takes, I know I will. Hey.
Same old Frank. Always wants to go it alone.
MacGruber, I thought you were dead.
Ah. Last time I saw you, you had a grenade launcher in one hand and an M16 in the other.
And you had just ripped a dude's throat out with your bare hands.
Classic MacGruber. So, looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
You're looking pretty good yourself.
Well, every day's a workout when you gotta carry around a 20-pound python in your jeans.
You and your dick comments.
It's fun to say them.
It's fun to hear them.
That's why I say them.
And that's why I listen. Well, we had some good times together, didn't we?
We had some great times. We're about to have some more.
Uh-oh. I know that look.
I need you, Frank. It's serious. I'm putting together a team.
Then I'm in.
Vicky.
MacGruber, I thought you were dead.
So did I, but I'm not.
I'm alive and I'm putting together a team.
Good for you.
No, good for us. And good for America. And good for fans of justice and truth, because you're on that team.
I can't.
Just give me one good reason, Vic.
I do.
And do you, MacGruber, take Casey Janine Fitzpatrick to be your lawfully wedded wife?
No!
I lost my best friend that day.
I did too. And now we have a chance to get revenge.
Revenge?
It's Kunth.
I'm sorry. I've started over. My life is my music now.
If you change your mind. It was good to see you, Vicky.
Is everything on schedule?
Yes, sir. We should have the passcodes by Tuesday.
Wonderful. Beautiful. Have you ever been to D.C.?
No, sir, I haven't.
I was talking to the missile.
All right, you guys strapped in?
Yeah! Pack him and bag him, MacGruber! Just gonna call time. Let's go!
Shit. I gotta go deal with the brass.
Fuck the brass! Let's go, man!
Hang tight.
Fuck the brass!
Fuck the brass!
Fuck the brass!
One second, groups. Yes, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Well, we got MacGruber on this team right now. He's no more certain as Kunth.
How's your nose, rookie?
It's fine. I just banged it into a giant vagina.
So my face is a vagina, huh? Well, I bet you wish your nose was a dick. So you could use it to fuck butts.
I forget. The last time I saw you, did I remember to tell you how ugly I think you are?
No, you didn't.
Well, I think you're really ugly.
Well, I think you're looking in a mirror.
You want to go?
Anytime, any place.
I'm starting to like this guy. Just kidding. I still hate you.
Well, I hate you.
You want to go?
Hey, guys. Cool it.
So, MacGruber, we understand you've recruited quite a team.
Quite a team? Yeah, you could say that. Frank Corver, Tanker Lutz, Tut Beamer, Tug Phelps, Vernon Freedom, moi. Yeah, I'd say it's a pretty good team.
Look, Mac, are you sure you won't change your mind about letting Piper here join you? He'd make a hell of an asset.
I would love to. But the van's pretty full. You see, it's filled with American heroes, with over 100 years of combined combat experience and a whole lot of brotherhood. And no, you can't ride in the trunk, bud. Because the trunk is filled with over 75 pounds of homemade C4 explosive that I personally packed in there with my own two... Oh, fuck!
No. Tug! You guys okay? Oh, somebody's gotta be in there. Oh. Call 911! Call 911! Oh. Oh, God. Oh,
God. They were nice funerals.
Yeah. What did you think of my eulogies?
Very touching. I might have cut back on the F words a little.
Well, they were fucking great guys. And this is a fucking asshole of a day.
I know. It's just that their kids were there.
They left.
Because of your use of heavy language.
Well, fuck them. I should have been in that van.
But you weren't.
No. I wasn't. And nobody's gonna regret that more than Kunth.
MacGruber, about that. Look, I'm taking you off the case.
I'm sorry, I must have heard wrong. Because I thought I just heard you say, MacGruber, about that, look, I'm taking you off the case.
That's exactly what I said.
Damn it, Jim! You can't do that!
Okay, I'm the best chance you got. You told me yourself at the monastery.
But the game has changed.
But the players are the same.
Mac, I got no choice. Look, you've been through a very traumatic experience. You're too close. And without a team behind you, I just can't chance it. I'm sorry, Chris.
Sir, I just... Where's the colonel?
You gotta help me. They want to kick me off the mission.
Well, under the circumstances...
Fuck you, dickhead!
All right.
Wait, I didn't mean that.
What do you want, MacGruber?
Join my team.
What?
Join my new team and tell the colonel I can do this.
I can't do that.
Okay. Don't make me beg here. Because I will do it. I am so sorry. I'm so goddamn sorry. Look, I'm freaking out here. I killed them all. I'm so fucking stupid. I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates me. Look, I will suck your dick. I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it. Just join my team. I'll suck your dick. You can fuck me or get fucked by me. You can watch me fuck something. Just point at something in the room and I'll fuck it for you. Come on, just tell me what you want me to fuck.
Jesus Christ, MacGruber.
Just tell me what you want me to fuck. Okay, I don't have any lubricant. Do you see any whiteout or, like, copy toner should work? Or...
Put your pants back on! What are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so fucked here. I am so fucked.
Come on, MacGruber. It's not so bad.
Oh, it's not. The man who killed my wife is in control of a nuclear warhead, and I can't do a goddamn thing about it. And it's not so bad.
Kunth killed your wife?
It was never proven in a court of law. But I saw it with my own eyes.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
This mission was my chance to do what I should have done 10 years ago.
MacGruber, we have a chopper waiting to take you back to Ecuador.
Well, Colonel... Sorry, I let you down. Piper.
I'm in.
Lieutenant?
I'm in. I'm on the team.
Really?
Sorry, Lieutenant. Two people don't make a team.
But three do.
Vicky?
I heard about what happened. Thought you could use some help.
What about your music?
It can wait.
Dixon Piper, Vicky St. Elmo.
Hey.
Well, Colonel, looks like I got myself a new team.
Looks like you do, MacGruber. Looks like you do.
What are we doing here, MacGruber?
Well, it's simple, Vicky. Kunth owns this place, so if we want to find out where that Pasco deal is going down, we got to turn over some stones.
Nice car, dickhead!
Fuck you!
So we're going to see if we can't make some contacts, gather some intel.
Something like that. Don't worry, she's with me, she's safe. But I can't say the same about the rest of you! I'm sure that some of you guys are just here on vacay.
But most of you are big pieces of shit who are somehow connected to Dieter von Kunth. And this guy is up to something incredibly illegal and astoundingly deadly. Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes. But don't worry, because I am coming for him and I am going to kill him. Who am I? You ask? My name is MacGruber. Remember that name, capital M. A, C, capital G, R, U, B, E, R! Anyone wants to come find me, I will be at the Gold Street Cafe tomorrow at 2 o'clock p.m. Please spread the word, you friggin' turds. That went great. That was fucking tits.
MacGruber, what the hell was that?
It's called sending a message. And I think it will be received loud and clear.
That's what I'm worried about.
Why?
Because he thought you were dead. That was a huge advantage.
Yeah, and now he's going to be coming for us.
Exactly.
It's all part of the plan.
What is the plan?
I kind of make it up as I go.
That's not really a plan, then.
Okay, so it's not a plan. Look, I'm not good with plans. And I'm not good with clues. What I am good with is kicking ass and ripping throats. So Kunth is gonna come after me? Well, bring it on. Cause then he'll be on my turf, playing my game. And that's not a game I plan on losing. Let's go.
Wetter. More.
Sorry to disturb you, Dr. Kunth.
Shoes.
Sorry, sir.
What is it?
Some lunatic smashed up the club last night. Said he was coming after you.
Oh, I'm terrified.
Said his name was MacGruber.
MacGruber. Well, well, well. Alive after all these years. Bring him in.
I don't have him, sir.
You let him go?
They didn't feel he posed any real threat. They actually thought he was mentally handicapped.
No real threat. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember the assassination of President Jimmy Carter?
No, sir, but that never happened.
No, it didn't. Do not underestimate this man. He could be quite a fly in the ointment.
Understood. So what would you like us to do?
Round up a couple of fly swatters.
Yes, sir.
MacGruber, your toilet is disgusting.
Gotcha. It's pretty good, huh?
Can we talk about this, please?
Well, there's nothing to talk about. Everybody knows that rats like cheese, and you, Vicky, are the cheese.
But you're the one he wants to come after. Why can't you be dressed like you?
Because you are.
I have to say, I have some serious concerns about this operation.
If you think that I would let that monster cunt touch one hair on Vicky's head, then you're sorely mistaken.
Thank you.
You'll get close to her. Possibly dangerously close, and of course, in this line of business, anything can happen. But I know that Vicky can take care of herself.
Are you sure this is gonna work?
Don't worry. When you turn around at gunpoint and they see that it's not me, mm-hmm. Oh, they are gonna be so furious. They're not gonna know what to do. And that's when we got him.
What?
You just look really pretty.
Thank you.
Come on, Piper. Come on, MacGruber. All right, Vic. If we're going to draw this bastard out, he's got to think he's got eyes on the real live MacGruber.
Okay.
Okay, don't worry. We got your back. We're only 7 blocks away, so if anything goes down...
7 blocks?
Okay, you got me. About 20 blocks.
But if anything goes down, we'll be right there.
Wasn't anything closer?
Nope.
There were tons of spots closer.
Yeah, with meters.
Fine. Look, I don't think I should be talking to you anymore because people are going to be staring at me and thinking that I'm talking to myself, and I don't want to attract attention. And I'm at the counter, so just gonna order now.
Can I help you?
Can I have a small latte?
No, MacGruber would
never order that.
I'm all about the large Tazo tea.
I'm sorry. Sorry, can I change that? Can I get a large Tazo tea?
Sure. Anything else?
No!
No!
Can I get your name?
I'll let you take this one, Vic.
MacGruber.
Good job.
345.
Yes, it is. That's what it is every time. Look at it.
No, Vic, no tip. What are you doing? Get that tip back.
I have to. Sorry.
No, sir, you're not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Wow. Okay, now why don't you move down to the end of the counter? Further. Further. Stop!
Stop!
MacGruber?
That's me.
Now here
is the most important thing. Listen carefully. With your left hand,
lift the cup up to your mouth. Open your lips, then tilt the cup back
until the liquid...
Down!
Vicky?
Oh, God. Oh, you're alive?
Yeah, we're alive. We're coming over there. Meet us out in the alley.
Okay. My teammates are getting shot. They're alive. They made it. Thank you.
It's nice work with that Incredimop.
Yeah, it would be a good commercial for their product.
I'm not so sure that it would be.
Fassbender. Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
MacGruber!
Vicky.
MacGruber, I was so worried about you.
Well, I was really worried about you too, Vic.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I only have like two of these vests, so if either of them got shot up, it'd be a real bummer for me. I mean, they're not expensive, but they're really hard to find.
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, guys! I found Haas's car.
Oh, mama. It's a whole lot of wampum.
He's got like every strip club in the city in his GPS.
Haas-Bender, what the hell are you planning on doing with all this money?
I think it's fairly obvious. He was going to use it to buy the passcodes.
Buy the passcodes, yep. Got there at the same time, maybe even slightly before you. Yep, he's going to use it to buy the passcodes.
This is weird. He has an appointment this afternoon, and all it says is STD.
Been there.
STD is also code for the old Sandsfield rail yard, which is about 10 miles from here.
I'm just going to pop that into this GPS.
Yeah, pop it in.
Well, what do you know? It's already routed.
What do you say we go get ourselves some passcodes?
Yeah, but if Haas doesn't show up, they'll abort the drop.
Who said Haas isn't going to show up? Okay, now before we do this, any questions?
Why do I have to be Haas?
Because you're good at what you do.
And why do I have to be you?
First of all, you will never be me. And second of all, I forget your question. Okay, so it looks like we're dealing with three guards here.
It's three on three.
Okay, so once we take out the guards, Vicky will walk in dressed as Haas, and then we'll just, you know, see what happens. You ready?
Wait. So we're just going to wing it?
Piper, there's a big difference between winging it and seeing what happens. Now let's see what happens.
No thanks.
What?
MacGruber don't play like Homie, and Homie don't play like that.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying I don't use guns.
It's true what they say about you.
Guns are for the weak. Guns are for the stupid. No offense. Let's see. What do we got in here? There's a cloth.
What are you doing?
Making a little distraction. What the hell is that?
Gotta admit, that sort of worked.
Sort of worked. I just killed three bad guys.
They're dead because I shot them.
Because they were distracted. Okay, now, piece of advice. When you use the old celery trick, you're gonna wanna go with the thick end. Seems counterintuitive, but if you go thin end first, just slides right out.
You're wasting your time. I'm never, ever gonna do that.
Never, ever. Say never, ever. Okay, follow me.
Constantine Bach and Zephyr Shep.
And if I'm not mistaken, which I never am, the briefcase carrying pile of shit has the passcodes. All right, Vic, it's go time.
Do I really have to do this?
Nice one, Vic. Start walking.
Okay, I'm walking. Nothing bad has happened yet. I'm still alive.
Look, you're gonna be fine. This is just like Nicaragua.
I got shot in Nicaragua.
Don't worry. This is nothing like Nicaragua.
Okay.
Okay, I think I see you through the window. Now just walk on in here and, I don't know, fingers crossed. So exciting. Okay, now head through the entrance, slowly. And don't worry. Remember, they make your house better, so it's gonna take them a little while to...
That's not hot!
What are you doing?
Making a homemade grenade!
Can I borrow your gun? I need something to stir this
with. No! I'm using it! Use your finger!
Watch your tongue! I got this one.
Damn it! They got the passcodes!
Hey, guys.
Vicky! You all right?
I lost the money. And I peed my jeans.
Sorry.
I peed them. Gross.
I washed it.
Looks like the cell phone's all we got.
Then we better make the most of it, because at this point, this is our only connection to the X5. Holy shit! It's ringing! Have Vicky, call Fraser! Call Fraser!
Set to jet, MacGruber.
Now remember, MacGruber, you gotta keep him on the line long enough to get a location.
Don't worry, I've done this before. Listen to me, you piece of shit. Haas and Zeke are dead, and if you don't tell me who this is, he hung up. Did you get it?
No.
Wow.
Damn it, is that thing working?
Yeah, but you gotta keep him on the phone for at least 20 seconds.
That was 20?
That was maybe 3.
Shit, you're right. Shit. Ha ha, second chance in your face. Listen to me, you piece of shit. Haas and Zeke... It's my phone. Talk to me.
MacGruber, it's Faith.
Colonel, how's it going?
What's the mission status?
Positively banging, Colonel, right, guys? Oh, they're jazzed. How's everything at the Pegon?
Well, we do have one lead. You probably already know about it. Cunt's having a fundraising event.
Is
Kunt's mansion tonight?
We do know about Kunt's party, and we will be there with bells on.
Absolutely not, MacGruber.
Sir, I'm not going to wear bells.
No, Mac.
You are not to enter that party. Right now, Kunt has no idea you're even alive.
But that is a huge advantage to us.
Yes.
This is surveillance only. I want to know exactly who comes through that door. Is that clear?
Loud and.
So Kump is having a party.
Yeah, he is. And guess who just made the guest list? Guess who just made the guest list?
Us.
Yes.
For the record, I think this is a really stupid move.
Don't worry. I'm going to keep a real low profile.
Nice try.
Okay, I think our definitions of low profile might be a little different.
You think? Where's Vicky?
She arrived 10 minutes ago.
She's out back.
I'll find her in a sec. First, I got a little business to attend to.
Gruber, come in.
Sorry, I just took an upper decker in the master bathroom.
Upper decker?
Yes, where you take a dump in the water tank and not in the bowl.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Look, Vic, I'm going to need you to poke around and see what you can dig up.
I'm way ahead of you. You see that guy over there? I saw him coming out of Kunt's office. I think he's one of his guns.
Which guy?
That handsome guy.
That guy? Wait, you think he's handsome?
Yeah, he's very handsome.
Really? Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him? No, seriously, if you think he's so handsome, go marry him. Leave the case. Piper and I will do it. Okay? Is he that handsome to you? Are you willing to quit your job for him?
No.
Good. Now, that's the guy I want you to check out. He's teeming with intel.
What?
Follow that guy, and that is an order. And stay away from that guy who I actually would describe as ugly, and that is another order. So two orders. Piper, you got a location on Kunt?
He appears to
be in the south wing.
On my way. That guy.
I will see your 25,000 and raise you 50.
He's bluffing. I can tell by the look in his beady little eyes.
Gruber, we've been expecting you.
Bits to you, Senator Garva.
I'm all in.
The Senator's all in for $750,000.
Call.
Straight flush.
Damn it!
My associate will assist you with your debt, Senator. Good night.
Sorry about that. Really thought he was bluffing there. So.
Thank you, MacGruber. You just made me a teeny-weeny bit wealthier than I already am.
Well, I'm sure you'll find something useful to do with it.
Your companion's a very beautiful young woman.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy being date raped, ma'am.
This is my daughter.
Hello?
Sorry.
He killed my wife.
Will you excuse us for the noise?
Where's the X-5?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where's the fucking warhead?
Well, what would I want with a nuclear warhead?
I never said it was nuclear.
Oh, that's right, because most warheads are filled with air.
You know, I ran into Zeke Blachette and Hoss Bender the other day.
Really? How were they?
A lot less dead than they are now.
Oh, really? That's too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad for you. Because they were part of your little dream team of thugs, weren't they?
Oh, that's right. You got me. Past tense. They were.
Yeah, it's really quite a sad story, actually.
What do you mean?
I had assembled the greatest dream team of thugs in the history of the world. Had them all in one room. And I also had some homemade C4. And wouldn't you know it, it exploded. And I lost them all.
You're shitting me. You're shitting me! Well, we have a lot in common because...
I basically did the same
thing. Oh, no, no, wait. That didn't happen to me because I'm not a fucking retard who blows up his own dudes.
Fuck you, cunt. And by the way, I have a new team now. Not only do I have Vicky St. Elmo, maybe you've heard of her... But I also have one of the greatest young military minds around. I mean, this guy's the real deal. And we're gonna stop you.
Well, you certainly have a healthy imagination, MacGruber, but I don't know anything about a warhead, nuclear or otherwise.
You're lying. And you're a piece of shit.
We're all done here.
Would you show Mr. MacGruber the door?
Let me tell you how this is gonna go down. First, I'm going to kick you in the chin, breaking your jaw in four places. I'm going to take you and karate flip you over my back and then knee your nose into your brain, killing you instantly. I do want to get a throat rip in here. Think that's going to be you, small fry. One thing I do know, at the end of the day, cunt, I'm going to rip your dick off and shove it in your mouth. And that is non-negotiable. Who's first?
Ah, shit! Fucking back! You did not just do that. That is a blob hunt! You owe me a blob hunt!
Where's Vicky?
I'm not sure I can do this.
Vicky, where are you?
Don't do it for yourself. Do it for your family.
Vicky!
My family.
Good night, Senator.
I just got thrown out of the party. I got thrown through a window.
She threw my blob hunt out, too, and it's broken, and I'm really fucking bummed about it.
Gruber, I'm watching Senator Garver talk to Constantine Bach.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you're having so much fun checking out all the cute guys at the party, Vicky. But there's a nuclear threat going on, and we could use all the help we could get. So, can we please get out here?
Fine.
First of all, great party. Let's get that out of the way. I love the music. I love the dancing, the sushi. Excellent. I particularly enjoyed being humiliated by MacGruber in front of my daughter and all my guests. By the way, does anyone know how he got in?
He walked in the front door, sir.
He walked in the front door. I imagine there'd be a more complicated explanation than that.
Sorry, sir.
Jeff, there's no need to apologize. I appreciate your honesty. Would you move a bit to your left, please?
Sir.
Great. Anyone else feel like being honest? Great. Hang that in the foyer and go kill MacGruber.
MacGruber, I specifically told you not to go in there.
I got him exactly where I want him.
Do you? Because I think it's the other way around.
Agree to disagree, Jim. Look, I'm really sorry, okay?
Sorry is not going to keep us safe from this goddamn warhead! Mac... You've turned into a liability. And I have no choice but to take you off this mission. And this time, it's for real.
But he has the passcodes now.
Because you couldn't stop him.
Jim, you can't do this.
Oh, I can, and I just did.
I will suck your fucking dick. I will let you fuck me.
I'm sorry, Mac. It's over.
Can't can't stop thinking about that envelope that Senator Garver got. I bet there was some kind of a clue in there.
It's cute that you're still thinking about that, Vicky, but trust me, there's nothing to Garver. I have a feeling in my gut.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you have nothing to be sorry about. Both of you guys have just done a great job. If there's anyone to blame here, it's me.
Well, if it's any consolation, being with you the last few days, I've learned a lot. All of it was what not to do, but that's an important part of the learning process.
Well, I'm going to go use the ladies' room.
Number one or number two?
Number none of your business.
That means number two.
Shut up.
So when are you going to make your move?
What are you talking about?
Come on, man. You can see it from a mile away.
Shut your butt.
No, seriously, you two are perfect for each other.
Oh, you're loco, man. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. She's a good woman. You know, loyal, great at what she does, good looking, rockin' bod, smooth dresser, talented lyricist. But I can very confidently tell you that Vicky and I will never, ever be like that.
Never ever say never ever.
No. This time I can't. After Casey, I made a promise to myself that I would never be with another woman.
Must have been really hard. Why did he do it? Why did Kunth kill your wife?
To this day, I have no idea. We actually all went to college together. Believe it or not, we were very close friends. After graduation, he got engaged to her. He asked me to be his best man. And right about that time, I started banging her and mowing her box. She was actually the first person I felt comfortable enough around to let eat out my butt. Anyway, shortly thereafter, she left him for me. She was actually carrying his child at the time. I asked her to terminate it, obviously, so we could start fresh. And she agreed. We're so in love. And he took that from me.
It's really fucked up.
Thanks. You know, you're a good guy. And I need to apologize for something.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I treated you so badly. I guess I just felt threatened by you, believe it or not. I'm not used to feeling that way. I mean, I'm fucking MacGruber.
Water under the bridge.
You know it. You know it.
Another beer group. We got Molson.
What? We got company. Yes, he's dead! Oh, fuck! Holy shit!
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought we were goners. How did you know I was wearing a bulletproof vest?
You're wearing a bulletproof vest? Awesome.
Wait, you didn't know?
No. Of course I knew. I knew the whole time, yeah.
Pull over and let me out.
No, why?
Because you just used me as a human shield!
I did not! No,
yes,
I didn't.
You did!
No, I didn't. Vicky, did I just use him as a human shield?
Yeah, you kind of did.
Okay, you're blowing this out of proportion, and thanks.
Pull over. Pull over!
Fine! Did you just kick my car? Did you? Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't! Suck the river!
You okay?
Yeah.
My God, what happened to your leg? MacGruber, you've been shot.
I wish it was through the head.
Don't say that. Come inside and let me get that bullet out of you. going to sting a little. I'm going to remove the bullet now. Do you want to bite down on this?
I deserve pain.
Everybody makes mistakes.
No. Not me.
Well, he didn't die.
But he could have.
You're being too hard on yourself.
Or maybe the colonel was right. Maybe I've lost it. Why do you stick around?
Because I believe in what you're doing.
You do?
Yes. You're an amazing man. You're gorgeous. You're perfect body, great sense of style, smart and brave. Casey was a very lucky woman to have a guy like you.
Well, you're a very special woman, too. Tell me, why didn't you ever settle down?
I've only ever loved one man. It's taken.
Oh. He's married.
He was. She's still in his heart. God rest her soul. I just hope he doesn't blame himself for her getting blown up at their wedding.
Maybe one day you'll get the courage to tell him how you feel.
Maybe. I got it. Gruber.
I always get an erection when a beautiful woman uses a pair of pliers near my balls.
Thank you. Better get you sewn up.
No. Leave it open. I like holes.
I'm a virgin.
Not for long.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hand.
My God, I'm gonna freaking explode inside you. I'm gonna spill it. I'm gonna fill you up.
I'm gonna fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
Okay, just let me do this, honey.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. I'm gonna do it.
Sorry, Casey. I just
made love to another woman. And I can't help but feel that I've betrayed you.
It's okay, MacGruber.
Casey.
It's okay. Be with Vicky.
I can't do that to you.
You have to move on with your life.
I don't know what to say.
And don't say anything.
Baby, it's all I know. That you're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah.
Tell Vicky how you feel about her.
I will.
Oh, and Casey. Thanks.
The chances.
Go for Grooves.
MacGruber.
Sweet. Look, I just wanted to apologize
for how things went down the other day and give you the good news.
Good news? I'm all ears.
We just
received intel that Russian special forces have recovered the X-5.
That's great! I want to be there when you take Cunt down.
MacGruber, listen.
We were wrong about Cunt. He's not involved. It was Chechen rebels.
Jim, you're wrong about being wrong. This is textbook, Cunt.
I'm telling you, Mac. He's clean.
Yeah, as clean as a pig dick. Look, Jim, this has got to be some kind of distraction so we can use the X-5. And my gut tells me he's going to use it soon. I don't know what he's going to do. Oh, my God. Jim! Jim! Cunt is going to nuke the State of the Union!
Gruber? This intel comes from a very reliable source. Now, do me a favor. Take some time off.
Let's go to a beach somewhere, kick off your boots, and drink a few Molsons.
I have a better idea. I'm gonna go save the world.
Hey, what the fuck?
Fuck you, asshole.
Senator, tell me again where you got this intel.
I'm sorry, Jim. I had no choice.
Vicky? I'm so sorry, Vicky. What the hell? Vicky? Vicky? Songs for Mike Gruber. Oh, Vicky. Vicky, where are you?
Hello, MacGruber.
Cunt, what did you do with Vicky?
Oh, I haven't seen her. I somehow stumbled on her cell phone.
Listen to me, Cunt. I know what you're planning, you friggin' turd.
Look, if you care at all about Vicky's cell phone, you'll stay away. If you don't, I'll smash it into a million trillion little pieces. Do you understand me?
Oh, I understand. Or at least I think I do. Vicky's cell phone is Vicky, right?
Goodbye, MacGruber.
Dieter, wait! Look, you know,
I just wanted to say that it's been really good
to mix it up with you.
And, you know, I think that you would admit that we make pretty damn good adversaries.
And,
you know, thanks for being there, dude.
Wow, I didn't expect that. Thanks, MacGruber.
Kant, one more thing. Let's see, how do I put this? Oh yeah! I cannot wait to cut off your dick and shove it in your mouth!
Goodbye, MacGruber.
Time to go pound some curve.
Thanks for doing this, Pi. And look, sorry about last night. It was a real rookie maneuver.
Let's get something straight. I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for all the innocent people out there whose lives are at stake.
Well, my life is just as at stake. So in a way, you are doing it for me. And I thank you for that.
You know what? Just stop. That's all you do is talk. You talk and you fuck things up.
And I rip throats.
I seriously doubt it.
Oh, you do? Well, then, I guess you'll see.
Will I?
Yeah, you will. And so will they.
Sorry to bother you, sir, but... Colonel? Colonel!
MacGruber was right.
Like 11, 12 that I can see. But there'll be more inside.
I hope they got a ditch dug out back for all the bodies. Otherwise, things are gonna get real smelly here later on.
It's a pretty gross way to look at it.
Well, I'm a realist. I don't know how many people you're planning on killing, but I'm definitely gonna kill another 20.
I just let him pass. I don't want to attract any more attention.
Cooper!
Jesus Christ.
Pretty cool, right? Bet you weren't expecting that.
Yeah, that was really disgusting.
Well, get used to it, because that's my main move. Besides, he would have done the exact same thing to me if he had the chance.
No, he wouldn't have. He would have shot you.
Now! All right, that was too close. We need a new point of entry. Let's move.
Vicky, 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 always the bridesmaid, never the bride. What was that? Didn't quite catch that.
Stick it where the sun don't shine, Dieter.
Oh, yeah? Where might that be?
Your butt? Up your butthole?
Let's just put this back in, shall we?
No, I know MacGruber's after you. And I can't wait. You know why? Because I'm going to watch him watch me kill you right in front of him. And then I'm going to watch me kill him in front of a mirror. And then I'm going to watch some TV. Hope there's something good on.
This will be one of the most anticipated State of the Unions in history. I'm told the president is about to enter the chamber.
Oh, good. I love disaster movies.
And then I told her, not for long. And then we rammed.
You what?
Yeah, I humped her. I don't want to use the F word because I don't want to diminish its beauty in any way. But it was fucking great. And I've never felt that way about a bone session before.
Yeah, sounds really special. This looks like the main duct. We should be right underneath the control room.
Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Time to go pound some guns.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
No, what?
It's just, I've noticed you say that line all the time.
It's a good line.
Is it?
Yeah, I know good lines. I'm really good with them. I work them up, and I even have a line for after I defeat Kunth.
Great.
Practice it in the mirror.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, you'll hear it. You'll know. I'll look at you, and yeah, she'll know.
Where are you going?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I can go.
You go.
Miller, do you copy?
Miller, are you there?
God damn it, Miller. Throat lozenges.
You're gonna want to take the whole box. Awesome! Got another throat rip in.
Cool.
Might go for the turkey.
The turkey?
Yeah, it's a bowling term for when you get three strikes in a row. And I applied that to throat rips.
That's sick.
Maybe. But if Rippin' Throats gets that warhead back, I'll suck as many dicks as I... rip as many throats as I have to. Did you hear that?
No.
Okay, good. Oh, awesome. Check this out. Hey, Con.
Guess who's in your stupid compound?
It's me, McGruber.
And I am with my brother from another mother.
Lieutenant Dixon Parker. What are you doing?
Let me do this. Let me do this. Just live it up. Back on the air, puppies.
Kill him.
Now look, even though there are only two of us here in this, called a control room.
Control room!
We're gonna destroy
now!
So anyways, come on over to the control room. We'll be waiting, and we have a little surprise for you.
One, the desecration of the corpse or the water ambush?
You know, you make fun of this stuff, but trust me, that is going to buy us some serious time.
Oh. We're in the machine room!
Machine room, go!
Cap, but be on the lookout for one large brownie!
Shut the fuck up, McGruber!
I am trying to help here!
There are too many guys! I need you to take two of these guns!
I told you, I do not use guns!
Well, you better start, because sticking a piece of fucking celery up your ass ain't gonna hack it this time!
I'm not gonna use a gun!
Why?
Because! I don't know how! Okay?
I don't fucking believe it.
They scare me.
Do you want to save Vicky?
Okay, so what do?
You point it and you shoot it.
Okay, here goes. Ah! Ooh, I got a barrel!
Aim for a person.
Oh, good call, okay. Ooh, I got that guy! Did you see that?
I think I actually got him, but you're doing a great job. I'm going to take those two guys out.
No, I want to do it. This is so awesome. This is so much better than those stupid fucking gadgets I used to make.
We got to make a run for that door. We're going to go on the count of three, and whatever you do, just keep shooting.
Okay.
Ready?
Shoot with you. Just keep shooting.
Yeah.
Okay.
One,
two, three.
That was a close one. Where are the guns?
Shh, shh, shh. We got company. Nice gun, bud. One of us should probably finish him off.
You really want that throat rip, don't you?
No. I mean, yeah. But I know you're not into it, so...
Hey,
Go for the turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you for trying to save my life.
Well, I owed you one.
Put her there, Groobs.
That's it. Vicky's in there. I can feel it in my balls. Vicky!
Hi!
Game's over, gentlemen.
Ah, MacGruber. You're just in time.
You guys hungry? You want a potsticker, a Molson? Made a pretty substantial Costco run. Might not be able to get food for a while, so we got enough for like an entire nuclear winter. Constantine, would you be a lamb and take these two while I have a little fun with MacGruber here?
Neil.
Neil!
First of all, I'd like to thank you for that upper decker you left me.
I can't wait to kill you.
Oh, I want my mommy. What's MacGruber gonna rip my throat out?
No, I want your throat to stay right where it is, so I can hear you scream bloody murder when I cut off your dick and shove it in your mouth. Tonight!
Oh, that sounds like a real fun Tuesday, but I've already got other plans. Oh. You see, in about 4 minutes, I'm going to turn Washington, D.C. into a pile of ash, and then I've got a big pile of money to count.
How do you make money killing millions of innocent people?
Really? I thought that was clear. Someone pays me to do it? You see, I can't say who, because I would be gossiping. It's the Chinese.
You make me sick. Could you do this?
Oh, I'm not doing it. You are.
You're mad.
You're mad! Incensed, disillusioned by a government you blame for the death of your wife. Your trampy, backstabbing wife.
You killed Casey. You killed Casey!
Not according to your manifesto.
What? What are you talking about?
Your manifesto. In here, you blame the government for the death of Casey. You're going to make him pay dearly for it.
Cunt, you got to believe me. I didn't write that. I'm being framed by somebody. I don't know who it is, but you got to believe me. This has been a big misunderstanding.
Oh, my God. It's me. I'm writing it. I'm the one that's framing you. Me.
You son of a bitch. You'll never get away with this. Oh, God. Colonel Faith knows all about this, and he is going to...
Colonel Faith? He's dead.
What?
You're lying.
Am I?
Screw you, cunt.
Is that an invitation?
No.
Okay, can we get on with your deaths now? But first, there's something I've been wanting to do for a long time. Anyone up for a little trim?
No. What are you doing?
Just want you to look good in your coffin.
Don't fucking do it, cunt! Don't do it!
Boys?
Look at me! I'm MacGruber. Hey, a pound some cut. Ooh, you wanna go? Fuck you, fuck you.
You wanna go? You wanna pound some cut?
Hey!
What the fuck?
Vicky! I didn't think you used a gun.
I don't.
Looks like a little girl.
Well, you're gonna walk around like a little girl. Because after I disarm this nuke, I'm going to cut off your dick and
shove it in my mouth. You're like a broken record.
The only record I'm going to break is the amount of your own dick in your mouth record.
Launch commencing. 3 minutes.
3 minutes,
MacGruber.
Let's move.
All right, don't worry, gang. I've been in this situation before, and nothing bad has ever happened. Right, Biggie? All right, before we start, there's something I need to say here. Biggie, I have been doing so much thinking since we had intercourse last night.
MacGruber, the bomb!
You're right, you're right. Okay, Piper, toss me that copper wire.
You got it, MacGruber.
Biggie, that ball bearing.
Here you go, MacGruber.
Piper, those pliers.
Coming at you, Grooves.
Hurry up, MacGruber.
We're running out of time.
Biggie, make me the happiest man on the face of the earth.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes. Yes! I poured Casey's ghost last night. We can talk about that later. All right, we got a nuclear warhead. Holy shit.
What's wrong, MacGruber?
The fuck is this?
It's a warhead, MacGruber. You can defuse it, right?
Are you kidding me? Look at all this crap. It's like a million wires in here. I'm like a three-wire guy. Look at this wire. Where does this go? What is that? There's a green one. And there's like a bunch of green.
Launch commencing in 2 minutes.
2 minutes, MacGruber!
Yeah, I heard it, Vicky! Jesus! Nag, nag, nag!
I'm really sorry, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
MacGruber, can you do this or not?
No. I cannot defuse this missile.
Bravo, MacGruber! Expected no less from a washout like you. Once again, I win, you lose.
I didn't finish my sentence, Dieter. No, I cannot defuse your missile, but I can do this.
Launch commencing.
No. A nuclear warhead's not quite the same without its thermonuclear core.
Damn it! It doesn't matter. There's still enough ammonium nitrate left in that warhead to blow up the White House and Congress combined.
Right again, cunt. Of course, it's going to be awfully hard to fly it without...
Gosh! The guidance system.
Weak!
So I guess you do win. And your prize will be getting blown to smithereens in about how long, Mrs. MacGruber?
32 seconds!
Well, we better scoot. We do have a wedding to plan.
Let's move.
Launch commencing in 20 seconds.
Turn
around. MacGruber!
Classic MacGruber. I love you both.
Theirs is a love that knows no bounds. A love that heals in times of sickness. A love that forgives in times of anger. A love that loves in times of love.
Biggie wrote that.
That's beautiful, honey.
Thank you. Now, is there anyone here with just cause why these two souls should not be joined in holy matrimony?
Bye.
Then let's get to it. Do you, Vicky Gloria St. Elmo, take MacGruber to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, MacGruber, take Vicky Gloria St. Elmo to be your lawfully wedded husband?
No! Okay. Are you all right? I gotta admit, I'm kind of glad you're still alive. Because there's something I've been wanting to say to you for a long, long time. Hey, Kump.
Suck your own dick. Go and get it.
Fuck, where is it?
It was blown up in the explosion.
You are shitting me!
Are we done here?
God damn it! No, we're not done here! Piper! Fuck you, dude!
And things between us, they could be perfect.
If it's two kids and me and you.
Did you hear me? I love you.